too awkward, and the sword just doesn't feel right in David's hands. So what does David go into battle with? Scripture tells us he's equipped with a small slingshot, 5 stones, and the power of his God. And then we know how the story ends, right? Goliath and David face one another. Goliath says some demeaning things, hoping to make David run away in fear or kowtow to Goliath's demands. But David stands strong in the face of great adversity. Of an unbelievable challenge, he's outsized, outweighed, outstatured by Goliath. Yet David courageously stands up in the name of his God for his people, for what he believes is right. And then with one well-aimed small stone from his slingshot and a whole lot of faith, David somehow wins the day. In this story, Goliath is the bully. He throws around his stature and his power in abusive ways, and up until David arrives, it works. Goliath silences the Israelites. He keeps them in their place, and they find themselves feeling helpless in the face of this injustice. In the midst of it, they seem to forget that the one who saves, the only one who can ultimately win the day, is their God. As we think about justice and injustice and what it looks like in our modern times, we know that there are bullies still at work in this world. There are Goliaths who are hoarding resources, wielding power, threatening harm, trying to keep us in our place. But to quote Pastor Susan Cartmell, who authored the book Uncommon Preaching, which is guiding our preaching series, she says this: the biblical faith teaches us that bullies don't have the last word. It takes courage, but when we stand up to a bully, we can stand up to a bully and prevail. It is the promise at the heart of Scripture, the story of Moses with Pharaoh, of Daniel in the lion's den, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, of Paul in jail, of Jesus in front of Pilate, and yes, of David facing off against Goliath. It's difficult to read the Bible without being pushed to consider issues of justice. Therefore, it's difficult, and I would say impossible, to live faithfully as the people of God without being pushed to consider issues of justice. And sometimes, though, I think we fail to reach the point of even considering issues in our own faith communities because we fear that it will separate us if there's disagreement around who's being treated unjustly, around who we consider to be the bully. But if we can at least agree to see things from a human perspective, if we can agree to see our neighbors near and far as fellow human beings, then it's at least a little easier for us to want justice for them and their situations without stopping to wonder what we might need to give up in order for them to live a little more freely. As you know, on the calendar, tomorrow is MLK Day. And what an appropriate child of God and preacher to remember as we begin to talk about justice issues. When the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was imprisoned in Birmingham, Alabama in April of 1963, he wrote these words: "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We're caught in an inescapable network of mutuality tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly." Reverend King was a prophet in his own day, a David-like person who felt compelled to stand up against injustice, never one to shy away from it, from justice issues. And of course, we know that just 5 years after writing the letter that I quoted, Reverend King was assassinated, probably to silence his prophetic words that begged for justice to prevail in God's world. His memory, though, and his life's work and his passion lives on through people who continue to strive for justice. Just like the young boy David's memory and life's work and passion lives on as we encounter him today, standing up against the injustice of Goliath's threats. And so we who continue to live as the people of God and in our world in this time and place have work to do. Because there are places in our community, in our world, where those being unjustly treated need us to stand up and proclaim to their bullies, just as David did to his, "I come to you in the name of the Lord." There's power in those words still today. So let us find the courage and the willingness to stand up in the name of the Lord for the sake of those who most need justice to flow down on them. Amen. We'll sing together our hymn of the day, Canticle of the Turning. The words for this are on the screen. My soul cries out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great, and my spirit sings of the wondrous things that you bring to the ones who wait. You fixed your sight on your servant's plight, and my weakness you did not spurn. So from east to west shall my name be blessed, could the world be about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. And your mercy will last from the depths of the past to the end of the age to be. Your very name puts the proud to shame and those who would for you yearn. You will show our might, put the strong to flight, for the world is about to turn. From the halls of power to the fortress tower, not a stone will be left on stone. Let the king beware, for your justice tears every tyrant from his throne. The hungry poor shall weep no more for the food they can never earn. There are every mouth be fed, for the world is about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. Though the nations rage from age to age, we remember who holds us fast. God's mercy must deliver us from the conqueror's crushing grasp. This saving word that our forebears heard is the promise which holds us bound, till the spear and rod can be crushed by wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. Invite you to stand as you're able as we profess the words of the faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we celebrate Christ embodied in human form, we pray for God's blessing on the church, the world, and all creation. Encourage the ministry and mission of the church, God of truth. Let leaders of your church be trustworthy and accountable stewards, that all its resources and outreach might bring hope and healing to communities. God of grace, delight in the goodness of your creation. Heal areas of the world harmed by human greed. Restore those recovering from natural disaster. Protect our forests and waterways and all the creatures that live in them. God of grace, call leaders of every neighborhood and nation to serve faithfully, God of wisdom. Give them visions for justice and unity. Lead them to action that promotes equitable partnership and uplifts those on the margins of society. God of grace, hold in your care any who suffer and struggle, O Lord. You who know our inner hearts, be present with any who are oppressed and all who long for respite and restoration. We lift up now the names of those who need healing. God of grace, trusting God who raised Jesus and who will also raise us in spirit and truth, we remember all who have died and are at peace among the saints. God of grace, knowing the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we offer these prayers in the silent prayers of our hearts. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. I invite you to share the peace with those around you. We'll continue with our offering. Please stand as you're able for our doxology. Let us pray. God of abundance, receive and bless these gifts we have offered. Join our hearts with the song of the angels and gather us at your table of celebration. Strengthen us to share with all the world the abundance of your grace upon grace, poured out in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Amen. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, broke it, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming again in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord. Unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated as you prepare to commune. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come, all are welcome. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 Come on. Remember how much Jesus loves you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 Remember how much Jesus loves you. The body of Christ given for 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 you. Remember how much Jesus loves you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 Christ given for you, the blood of Christ shed for you. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us pray. God, our source of hope and love, at this table you have fed us with your salvation, a foretaste of the feast to come. Make us ready to share your saving love with a waiting world. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. Amen. We'll sing together our sending hymn, "Let Us Talents and Tongues Employ." The words are on the screen. It's also in your blue hymnal, 754. Peace to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to the Faith Lutheran Church services on Real Country 1430. If you would like to support Faith's radio ministry with WRDN, send checks to Faith Lutheran Church at 1032 Prizel Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. For more information, you can call Faith at 715-672-8107 or read about them on realcountry1430.com. This is Sunday morning on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
Magical moments. Brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser makes it look like I have magical powers. It helps me clean just about everything inside my house, like dirty walls, messy kitchens, grimy bathrooms, and it even helps me keep my patio furniture looking like new. I can count on Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to power through tough messes, making it look like I spent hours cleaning, even though I didn't. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser makes cleaning look easy.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council. You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Monday morning rail, 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, hot rusted automobile. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing cards with the old man in the club car. Ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city. Darkness rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rails still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad.
Jones. I remember when no one was looking. I was putting peanuts in my coat. I took a lot of kidding, 'cause I never did fit him. Now look at everybody trying to be what I was then. I was country when country was uncool. Ooh, I was country when country was uncool. I was country from my hat down to my boots. I still act and look the same. What you see ain't nothing new. I was country when country was uncool.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall, went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. Did in 1962, he had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon. And soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. You You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she were. And it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door. And soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
You say came crawling home last night, like many nights before. I finally made it to my feet as she opened up the door. And she said, "You're not gonna do this anymore." She said, "I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home, so you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, we'll put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall." She said, "Just bring those Friday paychecks and I'll cash them all right here. And I'll keep on tap for all your friends, their favorite kind of beer. And for you, I'll always keep in stock those soft aluminum cans. And when you're feeling macho, you can crush them like a man." She said, "We'll rip out all the carpet and put sawdust on the floor. Serve hard-boiled eggs, pretzels, and I won't cook no more. There'll be Monday night football on TV above the bar, and a payphone in the hallway when your friends can't find their car." She said, "I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home, so you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table and put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall." She said, "You'll get friendly service and for added atmosphere, I'll slip on something sexy and I'll cut it clear to here. Then you can slap my bottle every time you tell a joke. Just as long as you keep tipping, well, I'll laugh until you're broke." She said, "Instead of a family quarrel, we'll have a barroom brawl. When the Helms Bear says it's closing time, you won't have far to crawl. And when you run out of money, you'll have me to thank. You can sleep it off next morning while I'm putting it in the bank." She said, "I'm gonna hire a wino
and he'll decorate
our home, so you feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. Then when you and your friends get off from work and you have a powerful thirst, well, there won't be any reason why you can't stop off here first." She said, "I'm gonna hire a wino
and he'll
decorate our home, so you feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall." She said, "I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home, so you feel more at ease."
When I see you in the morning, that old sleep still in your eyes, I remember all we shared last night. And as we lie here, just two shadows in the light before dawn, the sweetest thing I've ever known is loving you.
lonesome painted ladies that sparkled in the light. Country girls that love the lover's moon. Some I never really knew, though I always wanted to. Some I only met once in a room. Some said they liked my smile, others of them stayed a while others left me on the run. This is the only way I have to say, I love them everyone. Big, little or short of talk, wish I could have kept them all. Until dawn. Here's to the memories, everyone's a part of me. Oh, I love them, everyone. Big, little, or short of talk, wish I could care.